Yeah, okay. Good evening. I'm using the EchoLink on my phone, so I don't know what the issue would be. Yeah, I'm getting my station synced up between a Go Box and my home station, but I found these Panasonic Toughbooks. Have you ever heard of these? You can almost drive a truck over them, and I decided that I'm going to try to use those in regards to everything because I can always swap out on this. Yeah, understood about knowing Livonia. It's a beautiful 16 degrees here. I had the night off from working downtown, but luckily I found you guys and decided to jump in and say hello. Whiskey, eight whiskey, whiskey.
Well, I'll tell you what, James, we appreciate you being here. And you know where we're at now, and we're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Come on back. We have some fabulous topics sometimes. And I know I learn a lot when I'm here. And hey, it's great that you're up in Livonia. I spent a lot of time up there, I've met some of the hardest working people in that area that I've ever met in my life. The Toughbook. Yeah, I remember those. That Panasonic laptop that was made for rugged work and carrying out on the road, and you can drop it or run, like you said, run over the truck. That's really cool. And so I'm really interested in building a Go Box and someday. And I appreciate that information. I'll keep the Toughbook by Panasonic in mind. I forgot all about those. They probably don't make them anymore. Or they might. I'll have to check that out. But, James, thank you so much for your check-in. Whiskey 8, Whiskey Whiskey. This is KM5Y, and we're going to go over to Virgil, K4CUP. Virgil, over to you.
K5Y, K4CUP, doing okay. All the water is starting to go down. There's still some of the northern parts of the state that's going to be affected with the river flooding, but ours crested at 40.2 feet at 5:30 yesterday evening, so all the water's gone down and things. And of course, wasn't affected with the high water, but a lot of people were, and a lot more damage than what you can expect. One city in Pikeville was total devastation. Buildings, like I'm talking like Walmart buildings, Sears buildings, all of them, you know how tall some of them are? A lot of those buildings and businesses were totally submerged in water, so, that's a complete loss, sir. There was a musical store there where I usually go and buy my musical instruments at, that's just totally gone. And, I don't see a lot of these businesses being able to open up anytime soon. But anyway, I'll take a break. K4CUP. Well, I've been experimenting the world of QRP on using my HF radio and the new one that I got, and I can go down to right at a half a watt on this radio here, and I am totally surprised on how far that I can get on a half a watt, and in the contacts. And of course, a lot of it has to do with band conditions and stuff, things like that. But last night at 9:30, I was on 10 meters, and I'm very seldom on there that time of the night. But, man, I was working Australia and New Zealand just as fast as I put my CQ out there, So, and, of course, I was only running about 45 watts there. Of course, that's not really considered QRP. But, was totally surprised and shocked that, I was making it to the land down under there. But anyway, I like the saying, you only get out of it what you put into it. And Mike, you know me, buddy, I'm an all go out guy there when it comes to try to get out there, on the airwaves. So, and I'll be doing the next week, and the topic is the HF toolbox. So come and see what kind of tools and toys I have in my toolbox. KM5Y, K4CUP.
Virgil, I'm going to be there. I need help with that. So I need your HF toolbox net. So I will be there. And for those that don't know, Virgil is part of the staff on the Absolute Tech Net, K4CUP, Virgil in Kentucky. And, hey Virgil, are you okay where you live? Did you have some flooding right there?
No flooding here, Mike, in my area, but towards south of me was, is where the river is located. And, of course, I'm pretty high up elevated here where I'm at, so it'd have to rain a whole lot to get me flooded in there because I'm pretty high up on part of the Appalachian mountain chain there, Mike. But no, just some lowland flooding in my area, but no effect, sir. KM5Y, K4CUP.
Thank you for that report, Virgil. We appreciate it. And, yeah, we've been thinking about you and the flooding they've had up there. And we only see it on, you know, TV, and it looks horrendous. And now they've got winter up there, too. So I hope there's some relief for everybody up there, some help. And we'll be looking for a way to help out with that on donations and stuff because it's just horrendous what they've had to go through up there. So. And also, we almost bought an Elecraft K2, my wife and I, at a ham fest because we've been dying to start getting on some QRP parks on the air and stuff like that. But maybe someday, like I said earlier, too many projects, not enough time. So, Virgil, thank you for that. Breaking with K4CUP. This is Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, net control for the Absolute Tech Net. And we're going to take some more check-ins in and out, or let me know if you have a tech question or comment. Either way is fine, but remember, give us your call sign totally and phonetically so we can get it on the list. Check-ins come with your call sign. Go ahead.